一同打开圣经创世纪第23章。
We want to turn to the 23rd chapter of Genesis.
今天我们要读全章的圣经。
We want to read the whole chapter.
创世纪23章。
Genesis 23.
我们轮流来念。
We read it responsively.
弟兄第一节。
The brothers first.
姐妹第二节。
Followed by the sisters.
一直到第20节。
Till we reach verse 20.
现在请弟兄念。撒拉享受127岁。这是撒拉一生的岁数。后来亚伯拉罕从死人面前起来，对以赫人说：我在你们中间是外人，是寄居的，求你们在这里给我一块地，我好埋葬我的死人，使他不在我的眼前。我主，请听，你在我们中间是一位尊大的王子，只管在我们最好的坟地里埋葬你的死人。我们没有一个人不容你在他的坟地里埋葬你的死人。亚伯拉罕就起来，向那地的人和人下拜，对他们说：你们若有意叫我埋葬我的死人，使他不在我眼前，就倾听我的话，为我求梭诃的儿子以弗伦把田头上那麦比拉洞给我，他可以按着出价卖给我，做我在你们中间的坟地。当时以弗伦正坐在赫人中间，于是赫人以弗伦在城门出入的赫人面前对亚伯拉罕说：不然，我主，请听，我送给你这块地，连田里的洞也送给你，在我同住的人面前都给你，可以埋葬你的死人。亚伯拉罕就在那地的人民面前下拜，在他们面前对以弗伦说：你若应允倾听我的话，我要把我田嫁给你，求你收下，我就在那里埋葬我的死人。以弗伦回答亚伯拉罕说：我主，请听，这400舍克勒银子的一块田，在你我中间还算什么呢？只管埋葬你的死人吧。亚伯拉罕听从了以弗伦的话，照着他在赫人面前所说的话，把买卖通用的银子平了400舍克勒给以弗伦。于是麦比拉曼利以前以弗伦的那块地和其中的洞，并田间四围的树木，都定准归于亚伯拉罕，乃是他在赫人面前并城门出入的人面前买脱的。之后亚伯拉罕把他妻子撒拉埋葬在迦南地曼利前的麦比拉洞田里的洞那里，曼利就是希伯伦。从此那块地和田间的洞就借着赫人的定准归于亚伯拉罕做坟地。我们读经就到这个地方，我们再一次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求你赐福我们所已经念的经文，愿主你真理透过你愿意所给你仆人使徒先知记载下的话语来光照我们的心，使我们从其中学习许许多多你要我们明白的真理。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们。我们在22章看见一件非常非常令人感到可怕的事情。
In chapter 22, we witnessed something that was most horrifying.
一个敬畏上帝的人，神对他有非常严谨的要求。
That God demanded greatly from a person who feared him.
亚伯拉罕，要把你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，献上给我。
Abraham, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and sacrifice him to me.
神就这样对亚伯兰要求，亚伯兰就这样顺从了上帝。
And this was the demand of God to Abraham, and Abraham was obedient.
但是当亚伯兰要杀他孩子的时候，
But when Abraham was about to slay him,
神对他说：“住手！你不要加害在这个孩子任何的事加害在他身上。”
God told him to stop. Do not lay a hand on the boy.
因为神已经为他预备了一个祭物。
Because God has prepared the sacrifice.
他就把上帝预备的羔羊献作燔祭给上帝。
And so Abraham sacrificed the ram that was prepared by God.
亚伯拉罕就下去了。
And then Abraham left.
当他回到家，就住在原来的地方。
When he returned home, he stayed where he was.
不久以后，另外一件很重要的事情发生了。
After not long after, an important event occurred.
撒拉利害事件了。
And there was the death of Sarah.
所以二十二章记载亚伯兰献以撒的事情。
Chapter 22 give us the sacrifice of Isaac.
二十三章记载撒拉死的事情。
And chapter 23 the death of Sarah.
撒拉死的时候是127岁。
Sarah lived for 127 years.
也就是说亚伯兰是137岁的时候。
It means that Abraham was 137.
所以献以撒的时候到底是几岁呢？
And so how old was Abraham when he sacrificed Isaac?
以撒还叫做一个童子。
Isaac was known as a boy.
以色列人给没有结婚的男孩子都叫做童子。
And that was the way they described all single boys.
至少以撒是18岁、20岁、25岁、30岁都有可能。
So he can be from 18 to the 20 so long as he was single.
因为以撒40岁的时候才结婚。
Isaac got married at 40.
也就是亚伯兰他137岁埋葬撒拉以后三年以撒才结婚。
Three years after Sarah was buried, Isaac got married.
这样你可以想象一下。
So you can imagine,
当撒拉离开世界的时候
when Sarah left the world,
没有看见她独生子结婚的日子
she would not have witnessed the marriage of her only son.
那可能就在这里有差不多十年的时间圣经没有记载神亚伯拉罕以撒撒拉所有的事迹
perhaps for about 10 years there is no recording of what happened to the family.
突然间23节第一句话出现的时候
and suddenly on the 23rd chapter the first sentence
就提到撒拉离开世界的事情
we are told that Sarah left the world
撒拉享受127岁
she lived to be 127 years
这是撒拉一生的岁数
and this was the years number of years of life
撒拉死在迦南的地方
and she died in the land of Canaan
也就是西伯伦的地区
And it is the area of Hebron.
亚伯兰为他哀哭哀动。
And Abraham mourned for her and wept all after.
为他哭号，为他难过。
And cried and was very sad for her.
这表示亚伯兰跟妻子的感情是好的。
This meant that they had a good relationship.
他是忠心到底爱他的妻子的。
He loved the wife faithfully till the very end.
所以当妻子离开的时候，他非常非常的难过。
And so when the wife left him, he mourned for her.
有许多时候夫妻的感情合作的时候没有表现的太多。
Sometimes when a couple is alive, they don't express their love.
一个死去的时候，另外一个难过的不得了。
But when one should, spouse should leave, the other will be very sad.
通常是丈夫先死，妻子后死。
Usually the husband would die first.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为女子的寿命通常是比男子更大的。
A woman will typically live longer than a man.
到现在我们看的社会的现象，男人的平均年龄。常常是比女人的平均年龄更少五岁半。
And usually the man on the average live 5.5 years less than a woman.
一个男人娶一个比自己更年轻五岁的妻子。
If a man were to marry a woman younger than him by 5 years,
你就预备让他做寡妇十年。
You have to be prepared that she will be a widow for 10 years.
所以你嫁给一个比你大十岁的男人。
If you were to marry a man who is 10 years your senior.
那你就预备做寡妇多少久啊？十年。
You have to be a widow for 15 years, I think.
十五岁半，十五年半。
15.5 years.
差不多是这样。
Something like that.
所以应该亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的年龄差了十岁。
And Abraham was 10 years older than Sarah.
但是上帝先把撒拉带去。
But God took Sarah first.
所以亚伯拉罕做官夫做多久啊
？And so how long was Abraham a widower?
亚伯拉罕137岁的时候。
When he was 137.
撒拉127岁。
Sarah was 127.
撒拉127岁离开世界以后。
After she died.
亚伯拉罕又活了38年。 做官夫。
Abraham lived for 38 years as a widower.
这个对一个男人是一个很不幸的事情。
It is something very sad for a man.
所以中国人说中年丧妻是很难很难过的一件事情。
The Chinese say it's very sad to lose your wife at an old age.
因为夫妻呢彼此要配合不同的感情，过了一段时间以后，突然间一个死掉。别一个人就很难再适应别人了。
After living with another person for so many years, it's very hard to adjust.
Very hard because you had spent more than years to adapt, to adjust yourself to others. 所以呢，我们年老的时候
，and so when we are old,
我们的生活都固定了。
We are set in our ways.
我们的脾气也更硬化了。
Our temperament are more set.
所以老人不但骨头硬化，脾气也硬化。
A more senior person's temperament is quite sad.
圣经告诉我们男人独居不好。
The Bible says it's not good for a man to be alone.
圣经没有说女人独居不好。
The Bible didn't say it's not good for a woman to be alone.
上帝说那人独居不好，那人是一个男的，是一个男性的。
When God said it's not good for that man to be alone, he was referring to the male.
女人独居的时候都很规矩。
For a woman, when she is alone, she often will live a good life.
男人独居的时候常常乱七八糟。
But not so for a man.
所以呢 ,Francis Bacon 讲一句话。
Francis Bacon said,
他说呢对一个男人又独居又规规矩矩就是神迹。
It's a miracle if you can find a man who lives an orderly life.
如果一个男人没有结婚。
If a man is single,
他什么都规矩。
And is orderly.
他什么都有秩序。
Everything he does follows the rules.
除非他是神仙，不然他就是鬼怪。
If he is not an angel, he must then be a devil.
或者他是个野兽。
Or an animal.
所以他可养成自己生活，不必跟女人在一起。
And so he can live a single life without a woman.
我们看见女子不结婚，她的处置清清洁洁，规规矩矩，什么都有条不紊。女人真是很有秩序的。
A single woman will have a very orderly life. The household, everything is in the right place.
但是男人不结婚就很不一样。
But it will be very different for a single man.
第二天早上发现他的袜子只有剩下一个了。
No, the second morning he will only find one sock.
而且在厨子下里面找出来的。
And you have to dig for the other sock.
另外一个跑到哪里去，一直抓皮头都抓不到。
But cannot find the missing one.
结果两个月发现在厨子上。
And 2 months later you find on top of the cabinet.
睡觉太累了，丢一个鞋的袜子就跑到厨子上去了。
When you're too tired before you sleep, you just toss it anywhere you want.
上帝说那男人独居不好。
And so God said it's not good for that man to be alone.
为了造一个女人来帮助他。
That a woman will be created to help him.
所以很多的女人读了那一节，她感到她很重要。
And so many women think that the verse means that they are important.
所以把它读成上帝说那男人独居不好。就找一个女人来帮助他，就把他绑住了。
And they think that God has made her to tie the man up.
所以呢，很多女子呢
，So for many women,
她们就非常管制一个家。
They spend a lot of time taking good care of their house.
有一些意志不强的男人
，And some men whose will are not too strong,
就落在意志强的女人手中
，will find themselves in the hands of a strong-willed woman.
一生就不自由了。
And so she will have no, he will have no freedom.
有的人说结婚。就是恋爱的坟墓，就是这个意思。
Some people say that marriage is the graveyard of love.
但是亚伯拉罕妻子离开世界的时候
，But when Sarah left the world,
他非常难过。
Abraham was very sad.
所以这里说他哀痛，他哭号。
The verse say he went to mourn for her and weep over her.
表示他们两位的感情还是很好的。
It tells us that the two had very good relationship.
我很不明白为什么圣经1170多章，其中有一章完全。只讲埋葬一个女人的事情。
I am curious as to why of all the chapters in the Bible, there's one chapter that talk about the burial of a woman.
第一句话就是撒拉活了127岁。
And the very first verse is Sarah lived to 127.
圣经从来没有记载女人的寿命。
The Bible never recorded the lifespan of a woman.
所以我们从来不知道夏娃活几岁。
So we never knew how long Eve lived.
我们从来不知道路德活几岁。
Or Ruth.
我们从来不知道以斯帖活几岁。
Or also Esther.
我们从来不知道拉哈活几岁。
Or Rahab, how long she lived.
我们甚至也不知道 玛利亚活几岁。
We do not know how long Mary lived.
圣经有这么多伟大的女子。
There are so many great women recorded.
从来没有记载任何一个女人的寿数到底多少。
But the lifespan of a woman has never been recorded.
所以这句话是很重要的。
And so this verse is very important.
因为这是全本圣经中间唯一一次记载女人的寿命。
The only time the lifespan of a woman was recorded.
撒拉是比亚伯兰更年幼甚年。
Sarah was 10 years younger than Abraham.
所以她跟亚伯兰结婚的时候。
And so when she married Abraham.
她是很年轻的。
She was a very young woman.
她又比亚伯兰更早离开世界。
And then she left the world earlier than Abraham.
亚伯兰在前在后有很长的时间要过一个独身的生活。
It means that for a very long period of time, Abraham had to live alone.
亚伯兰137岁。
He was 137.
他要埋葬他的妻子。
He had to bury his wife.
当丈夫离开世界，却做妻子的埋葬丈夫，他是非常有次序。虽然过去没有埋葬过丈夫。
A widow often would be able to bury the husband orderly, although she has never experienced it before.
但是当一个丈夫要埋葬妻子，常常束手无策，不知道从哪里开始。
But when a widower tried to bury the wife, he is often very confused.
因为男人重事业，女人重家庭。
Because the man would place emphasis on his career, but the woman on her family.
男人重大局，女人重细节。
The man will look at the macro picture, but the woman will look at the micro picture.
男人重理性，女人重感情。
And the man will place emphasis on the reason, and the woman on the emotion.
所以当妻子离开世界的很多细节，男人都不知道。
So when a woman will leave the world, there are many details that the man is ignorant of.
我们做牧师久的人有一个经验。
As a pastor, we have this experience.
就是很多人从来没有为死以后怎样处理他们的死人。心里有过准备。
Many people are not prepared to deal with death and funerals.
我问你，
I ask you,
你想过你丈夫死了要怎么买棺材吗？
Have you ever figured out how to buy coffin for your husband?
你曾经想你太太死了，墓地要去哪里接洽吗？
Have you asked your wife where should she be buried?
很多人都是这样。
For many people, this is the case.
突然间家里一个人死了以后，
if suddenly there is a death,
他就是看到深深需要。依靠上帝。
They suddenly realize they need God.
但是上帝又看不见，就依靠我牧师了。
And since God is invisible, we rely on the pastor.
但如果这个牧师也是从来不预备这些的，那就很糟糕了。
And if the pastor is not experienced, then too bad.
但是我们看见亚伯兰不是如此。
But not so for Abraham.
有一个很伟大的音乐家，就是刚才那首诗的作者，叫做 Johann Sebastian Bach.
A great musician, Johann Sebastian Bach.
他平常什么事都叫太太做。
Often ask his wife to deal with everything in life.
什么都叫太太做。
All the details in life.
所以他专门作曲。
He focused on his composition.
他搞他的事业。
His career.
太太替他生了很多孩子。
And the wife bore him many children.
替他管了很多的孩子。
And had to take care of them.
巴哈一生生的孩子大概是20个。
Bach had 20 kids.
而每一个都音乐才干洋溢得不得了。
All of them are musically talented.
所以他家的孩子们全部一个人来个乐器，就是一个交响乐队。
And so the kids can form an orchestra.
什么事情他都交代太太。
He will let the wife deal with everything.
太太什么都听得做得清清楚。
And the wife will manage everything well.
所以当他的太太离开世界的时候。
So when his wife died.
他难过得不得了。
He was very sad.
他不知道怎么处理这事。
He did not know what to do.
后来人家问他说，你要选哪一种棺材？
And people ask him what sort of coffin do you want?
我们现在替你买，你很难过，我们替你做，但你需要哪一种棺材？
You need to tell us so that we'll buy it for you.
平常人家问什么，他就说你问我太太好了。
In the past, he would say, ask my wife.
你问太太好了。
Ask my wife.
今天他难过不了，人家问他你太太是要选什么，他说你问我太太好了。
And so when people ask what coffin do you want, he said, ask my wife.
因为他没有预备心处理这个事情。
He was not prepared to deal with the death.
今天晚上开始。
This evening onwards.
你好好预备。你丈夫死了，你太太死了，你要做什么？
You got to go and prepare what happens after the death of your spouse.
否则临时在困难中间不知如何，那是很难的一件事情。
Or you will be trapped if suddenly something happens.
要不然你看见他的太太死了。
When Abraham saw that Sarah died,
他马上有几个很重要的觉悟。
There were a few awakenings for him.
第一个觉悟，我要埋葬他的时候。那我要把它放在哪里呢？
The first one is the location of the burial.
因为死人应当归回泥土。
The dead should go back to the ground.
这个西班牙人很清楚的信仰。
It's very clear teaching for the Hebrews.
不能让死人继续在你的面前。
You cannot have the dead before you all the time.
所以亚伯兰从死人面前起来。
And so Abraham rose from beside his dead wife.
他对当地的赫人来说。
And spoke to the Hittites.
我在你们中间是外人。
I am an alien and a stranger among you.
我在你们中间是暂时聚居的客旅。
I am just a guest temporarily here.
求你在这里给我一块地好。
Give me a piece of property.
我好埋葬我的死人，使他不继续在我的眼前。
That I can bury my dead.
在这句话里，给我们看见亚伯兰是一个心里面非常诚实，也是很真正知道自己真正的状况的一个男人。
This sentence tells us that he was a man of integrity and he knew his very status.
他知道上帝把他带到迦南地来。
He knew that God has led him to Canaan.
上帝把这个地赐给他为业。
And have given him the land.
所以按属灵的原则来说，这个地是神给他的。
And so spiritually speaking, God has given him the land.
按照神的应许来说，这个地是他的。
And by the promise of God, he had the land.
但他按照实际的情形，他不要用属灵的原则来处理人间的事物。
But practically, he would not use spiritual principle to deal with this matter.
所以他不会说，这是上帝给我的，你们给我滚蛋。我照上帝的应许，我要把这些地据为己有。
So he did not tell the people to get lost because it is a land promised to him by God.
所以他对赫人说：“我在你们中间是客旅，是寄居的。我对你们来说是一个外人。”
And so he told the Hittites that I am a foreigner, alien living among you.
所以求你们给我一块地。
And so sell me a property.
这样的心态是很正确的心态。
This is the correct attitude.
我们许多时候因为有属灵的应许、属灵的原则，我们就作威作福，一天到晚凭着属灵的原则来欺压别人。
And so sometimes because we have spiritual principle, we become arrogant and we bully others with it.
我知道印尼有个牧师。
In Indonesia, there is a pastor.
他要用很大的音响。
He had this huge stereo.
几千万的这个 speaker。
A lot of speakers.
几千万的 amplification.
Amplification that is sophisticated.
来使他教会很有活力的唱歌。
He wants the system to be very dynamic.
所以他到一个非基督徒的音响公司那边。
He went to a non-Christian audio company.
我要用这个用这个全部替我装好。
And he said, I want this piece of equipment and that piece of equipment.
以后呢，久久不付钱。
But he did not pay for a very long time.
非基督徒说，那你们用的东西钱在哪里呢？
And the non-Christian trader asked, where is the payment?
你知道他怎么回答呢？
His answer was,
万有都是上帝的。
Everything belongs to God.
所以你好好就放在那边，不要先讲钱的问题，上帝会赐福给你。
And God will bless you, so you just install the thing.
最好你信主，你就懂得十分之一奉献。
If you believe in the Lord, you know how to tithe.
那我用的东西可能还没有到你的十分之一。
And the things I use is not even a tenth of your property.
那可能气得半死，好在没有死。
And the person was furious.
那我认识那个人。
And I know this person.
所以他讲你们教会的人是这样的吗？
He said, how can your church behave this way?
我是做生意的人。
I am a businessman.
我不过是带经销房。
I am just retailing.
我不是自己会做这个东西。
I am not the inventor of
this thing. 如果我会做，我还是要用本钱的。
Even if I were to make it myself, I need to pay for the material.
怎么做牧师的人可以这样的？
How can the pastor just take my things?
我说你赦免这个牧师吧。
I say you have to forgive this pastor.
基督教的神父赦免罪人，基督徒呢要人赦免牧师。
The Roman Catholic priest will forgive others, but Christians need others to forgive us.
我相信那个牧师就是没有读这一章圣经。
I think that the pastor did not read this passage.
他把这是天父世界，所以你的 speaker 就是我的。
He said, "This is my father's world, so your speaker belongs to me."
虽然这是上帝应许给我的地，但是我在你中间是外人。
Although this land is promised to me by God, but I am a stranger among you.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
地和其上所有的都属耶和华。
The earth and all within it belongs to God.
但是上帝把这个世界暂时交给魔鬼掌管。
But for the temporal sense, God gave the world to the devil.
上帝对我们说，我们不是属于这个世界。
God tells us we do not belong to the world.
上帝一方面把我们放在这个世界里面。
On the one hand, we have been placed in the world.
上帝一方面没有使我们脱离这个世界。
He did not allow us to escape from the world.
他拯救我们脱离世界败坏的影响。
He has saved us from the evil influence of the world.
又把我们放在这个世界成为他的代表。
But he has placed us in the world to represent him.
然后在罪人中间成为上帝的义的见证。
And to live among the sinners to be witness to his righteousness.
基督徒很明白这样的地位。
Christians need to understand this status quo.
我们的心态才会健康。
Then we will have the healthy attitude.
今天我们活在世界上，我们是不是一天到晚求主的恩典透过外邦人来临到你呢？
When we live in the world, do we ask that the Lord bless us through the pagans?
或者你靠着主，让主的恩典透过你成为外邦人的祝福呢？
Or is it the other way around, where you become a channel of blessings for the unbelieving world?
我不明白为什么一个人死要用一章的圣经来记载他。
I do not understand why the Bible would spend one chapter on the burial of
person. 但我们越思考越思考的时候，
But the more we study,
我发现每一章圣经都有它的独特性。
We will find that every chapter of the Bible is unique.
每一段的事迹都有它蕴藏着的智慧。
Every incident has its implicit witness.
每一件的经历被记载下来，都有神要给我们学习的真理。
And every experiences that have been recorded has the truth of God.
所以你看亚伯拉罕清楚知道他是做客旅的。
You see that Abraham was clear that he was a stranger.
清楚知道他是暂时做寄居的。
He was clear that he was there temporarily.
所以他要以客人的身份很客气地活出客人的伦理。
And so as a guest, he behaved like a guest humbly.
你到一个人家里做客的时候，
If you are a guest at a person's house,
你一定要用客人的心理跟他们交往。
You must behave like a guest.
你不能用主人的心理来对待他们。
You cannot go to a person's house and behave like a master.
你到一个客人，你跟别人家的家做客的时候，
When you are guest in another person's house,
你得尊重他才是那家的主人。
You need to respect the owner of the household.
你要体会做主人的心理是什么。
And also appreciate what they have done.
你不能在人家家里做客，看见他的东西很漂亮，你感到我很需要，就把它拿去。
You cannot go to the house and see something you like and then take it.
那么也没有谢谢他，就这样走了。因为这是天父世界。
And then you don't give thanks and you say this is the Father's word, you just leave.
你不能这么做的嘛。
You cannot do that.
所以亚伯兰跑到赫人那里。
Abraham lived among the Hittites.
圣经又就是求你给我一块地。
The Bible says that he pleaded with them.
我还埋葬我的死人。
To get the property to bury his dead.
使他不在我的面前。
That she will not be before him anymore.
所以他要解决这个撒拉的尸体的时候，
When he tried to solve this problem of the corpse,
完全没有妄自尊大。
He did not become arrogant.
那完全没有以自我为中心。
He never was self-centered.
他要照规矩求当地的人给他一块地可以埋葬。
And by the rules and regulation, he requested for the land.
那么当他讲这句话的时候，
And when he said this,
赫人的领袖对他怎么讲？
The leaders of the Hittites said,
你为什么要讲这个话呢？
Why do you say these things?
你在我们的中间是个尊贵的王子。
You are an honored prince among us.
所以你尽管用这个地方。
So just use the land.
地算什么？
There's nothing.
我们人际之间的关系好到这个地步，一块地埋葬死人算什么？
Our relationship is so good, so you can just take the land.
所以我们的友情使我告诉你，不必谈关于地的事情，你就用吧。
Because we are friends, don't talk about buying.
接下去一句话说什么？
And then the next verse.
我赫人中间没有一个人不会同意你用任何一块地。
None of us will refuse you his tomb for bearing your dead.
哇，我非常非常受感动。
I have been deeply moved by this.
他们每个家人都有他们的目的。
Every family there had their own
burial. 每一个家都尊重你。
Everyone has honored him.
每一个家都认识你。
Everyone knew him.
所以你要用哪一个洞？
So whichever cave you want.
你要用哪一个墓地？
Whichever graveyard
you want. 你要选择哪一个家？
Wherever you choose.
没有一个人会不赞成你用他的地。
None of us will refuse you.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does this verse mean?
亚伯拉罕的社交生活是很成功的。
It means that Abraham was very successful socially.
亚伯拉罕跟他的邻舍之间的感情是非常和谐。
He had very good relationship and harmony with his neighbors.
亚伯拉罕为主所做的见证，每个外邦人的内心都是很尊重的。
And every pagan honored the witness that Abraham had for our Lord.
这样的基督徒现在有多少人？
How many Christians today are like that?
这样的见证有哪一个地区可以讲出来呢？
How many witness from where can you find such witness?
亚伯兰听到这些话的时候，
When Abraham heard this,
他会不会说是啊，我当然知道的。
Did he say, sure, I know.
你们什么的地我都用都没有问题的。
That you will give me any land.
但是我哪里好意思，一定要做做意思，讲讲你们能不能给我地，是不是这样的？
But at least I must say,
I'll buy from you. 很多很多的人，
Many people,
他讲到要地、要钱、要什么的时候，他根本心里面不是诚实的。
Many people when they talk about land, they want things, they are not honest.
要不然是诚诚实实。
But Abraham was a person of integrity.
他普通的时候跟人所建交的友情是真的。
His everyday relationship was real.
所以当然在困难中间，人家要帮助他。 那个诚心设意的关怀也是真的。
And so when he was in difficulty, people genuinely wanted to help him.
这是何等伟大的人际关系。
This is a great social relationship.
这是何等伟大、何等令人羡慕的社会的互相尊重。
A admirable harmony to be seen in society.
这件事是在4000年以前发生的。
This incident happened more than 4000 years ago.
他们说，无论你用什么地，用吧。
They said, use any land you choose.
尽管用吧。
Just use them.
哪一个家的墓地，你都可以自由用的。
You can use any land from any family.
要不然名义在外邦人中间好到这个地步。
And so Abraham was had such great reputation.
今天基督徒的名义在外邦人中间是怎样的情形呢？
What sort of reputation would a Christian have today among the unbelievers?
多少人知道基督教是很伟大的，但是也发现基督徒是很糊涂的。
Many people think of Christianity as a great faith, but Christian is not so great.
有多少外邦人知道圣经是很高尚的，但是基督徒是很卑贱的。
Many unbelievers know that the Bible is a great book, but Christians are very despicable.
有多少外邦人告诉我们，你们传道人所传道的都是真的，但你们这些传道的传道人都是假的。
A lot of pagans would tell us that what you preach is real, but the preachers are not.
印尼万隆有一个老先生还没有离开世界以前，他是长老。
In Bandung, there is an old elder.
我去看他。
I went to visit him before he died.
神经有一半已经衰弱了。
And because his nerves were damaged on half of his body.
这个嘴巴掉到很高的地方。
And so his mouth was not able to function
看着我的，一直哭，一直哭。
He was looking at me, he kept weeping.
我以为他很可怜。
I thought that he was very pathetic.
后来医学界的告诉我们，一个老人家半身不遂的，那个哭的神经是很触动，所以他常常没有办法控制自己感情。
But later I found out that medically it was spontaneous because of his stroke.
我为他祷告。
I prayed for him.
我解释。
I explained to him.
我把上帝的话安慰他的时候。
I used the words of God to comfort him.
其实这句话他早都知道了。
But of course he knew all this.
后来他讲一句，我吓了一跳。
He said something that astonished me.
他说，张牧师，我对不起，对你讲一句话。
He said, Dr. Tong, I'm sorry to say this to you.
我虽然很尊重你,
although I honor you greatly.
但我有个印象, 我讲出来请你不要生气,
but I have this impression that I had to share with you.
多数的传道人,
most of the preachers
所讲的道都是真的, 所做的事都是假的。
They preach the truth, but they do falsehood.
我求主赦免我,
I ask that the Lord will forgive me.
我年老快要死了。
I am old and about to die.
我没有意识侮辱传道人。
I have no intention to humiliate the preachers.
讲的道都是真的。
All they have preached are real.
做人的时候都是假的。
But they live a life of falsehood.
求主赦免基督教。
May the Lord have mercy on Christianity.
我相信这些外边很多的人内心深处所看到的事情。
I think that this is what the unbelievers see in their heart.
我这次到菲律宾去。
This trip to Philippines.
我请你们新加坡的志勤弟兄也去。
I have invited Brother Zhiqing of Singapore.
我们从神学院回来的路上,
on the way back from the seminary,
我很久没有看到那么漂亮的 Ecclesia de Cristo 的教会。
I saw this church that was very beautiful.
这个教会叫基督的教会。
And this church is called the Church of Christ.
是一个异端的领袖叫做本南多所建的。
Built by a Celtic leader by the name of Bernardo.
Bernardo 已经死了。
Bernardo is dead.
第二代的继承人现在做领袖。
And the second generation leaders are involved now.
他们的会友现在在全菲律宾差不多有700万人。
They have about 7 million followers all over Philippines.
也就是等于菲律宾人口的11分之一。
It is about 1/11 of the people.
所以好几届总统大选的人，他们都会去找这个教会的总头。
And so presidential candidates will often look for the leaders of the church.
盼望他可以支持,
that they may have support from them.
因为他们的领袖说支持, 他就可以有700万的张纸支持这个人。
Once the leader says support this person, there will be 7 million votes.
这个教会跟别的教会不同地方在哪里?
The difference between this church and other church,
他们礼拜堂干干净净到, 好像昨天才建成功一样。
Is that their church is so clean that it looks as if it was just
completed. 每一天是这样。
Every day the same.
因为他们有一个 team 专门去那些脏的地方的。
They have a team that go around painting the place.
所以明年发现鸟粪一堆在那边，他就把它刷清楚了。
If there is just a bird dropping there, they will paint it over.
所以每天都干净得不得了.
So every single day it looks new.
每一个礼拜堂都是如此.
And every church looks like that.
他们在这窗口上面的装饰雕的花所做的工细得不得了.
And they have great sculpture flowers on the wall.
那么这一次呢，我看到那礼拜堂大概是这个礼拜堂的3倍到4倍大.
The church that I saw is about 3 to 4 times larger than this church.
整个又干净又雄壮又美丽又高出如云.
A grand and grandiose church.
很多人第一次到菲律宾去，都以为这些礼拜堂就是天主教堂。
And many people thought that it would be a Roman Catholic church.
但是不可能的。
But not possible.
因为许多天主教堂已经几百年，脏得不得了，黑得不得了。 但是这些礼拜堂就好像昨天才建成功的。
Roman Catholic churches there looks very old and dated.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们相信耶稣再来，教会被提，所谓被提的教会，就是他们整个礼拜堂跑到天上去。
Because they believe that when the church is lifted up, it means physically the church will lift to heaven. And the church is like the bride of Christ.
礼拜堂如同新娘所穿的那个伟大的新娘衣。
And the church is like the bridal gown.
所以绝对不能有一点点的肮脏在上面。
So there cannot be a single stain on the church building.
这就引起了整个菲律宾在宗教建筑上非常非常大的这个分别。
And so this become a very big difference between them and other churches.
那为什么不到50年会变成700万人呢？
Within 50 years, they grew to be 7 million.
运动。
There's a movement.
我们现在有个归正福音运动，归来归去不到几十个人。
Now we have a reform evangelical movement without too many people.
他们几百万人。
But they have millions.
他们规条很严格。
They are very strict in their rules.
你赚的钱,
the money you make,
1/10马上扣掉，马上进教会的账。
10% immediately go to the church.
那么你绝对不可以罢工。
And you cannot just go on strike.
你忠心做工。
You have to work faithfully.
等到有一天你失业的时候。
But when you are unemployed,
教会可以替你找工作,
the church will find employment for you.
也可以把你奉献过的钱再拿出来帮助你, 这个是很多教会没有的。
With the money that you have given, this
已经进来是上帝的, 你要出去你就出去。
Many people say, whatever we receive belongs to God, you struggle on your own.
你没有饭吃你在祷告。
If you have no food to eat, you just pray.
已经进来的是不能出去的。
If you have given, that's it, that's not God.
他们这个教会很特别。
But this church is very unusual.
这个平民呢,
So the common people,
他们就加入这个教会了,
they join the church.
他们不是依靠有钱人,
not because of the rich.
众志成城,
they all work together.
但他们困难的时候, 全教会为他们找工作,
when they have difficulty, the entire church will help them.
全教会支持他们的生活费,
the church will pay for the living expenses.
所以老板最喜欢请这个教会的会友做工。
And so the bosses like to employ the people from the church. They will not go on strike. And the factory will then go on.
所得到的钱,
and the salary one time will go to the church.
And
so they will trust the church.
他们对教会一定爱,
they will love the church because one tenth of their income
is there.
And they just move on with their principles.
菲律宾有个很特别的现象。
And so strange phenomena in the Philippines.
我们今天回到我们今天讲的圣经了。
Let us return back to the Bible.
要不然一点不要贪便宜。
Abraham did not take advantage.
要不然不要随便得罪他不应当得罪的份。
He will not receive things he ought not to.
今天很多基督徒不是如此。
This is not the case for many Christians.
你不应当得的你想去得。
You want things that you should not have.
你得的时候总以为这是上帝的恩典。
And you always think that it's a blessing from God.
所以你从来没有分辨你所得到的物质的利益是从神那里来的，或者从撒旦那里来的。
And you do not distinguish whether the things came from God or from Satan.
我们得到钱财的时候,
when we receive money,
我要分辨源头是什么。
We want to distinguish the source of the money.
我们有大概7个大的层次可以得到一些钱。
There are about 7 different ways to get money.
可能因为你做工, 所以你得到工价。
You may be paid a salary for your work.
可能你欺骗, 可以你得到很多很多不应该得到的钱。
But because of deception, you can get a lot of money.
可能你很伟大的服务, 很多人爱心, 所以把礼物给你。
Maybe you have great services and people give you money.
那我们可以不可以拿这笔钱呢？
Can we take this money?
这一笔可以拿，那一笔不可以拿。
Can we take this? Can we not take the other one?
我们的原则是怎么定的？
What sort of principles do we have?
为什么我们敢拿呢？
Why do we dare to take this money?
我们的良心平安。
Do we have peace in
our conscience? 为什么这些钱来的时候，我们良心会平安呢？
Why do we have peace when it's a certain type of money?
为什么不是每一种钱财我们都应当平安的接受呢？
But why do we not accept things, all things with peace?
我相信教会很少人谈这一方面的道理。
The church seldom preach about this.
但是这段圣经给我们教训很多重要的原则。
But this passage has important principles for us.
他说你们拿吧。你要用哪一块墨地葬你的、你死了的人，尽管拿吧。
Just take any land you want, Abraham.
要不然说不。
Abraham said no.
我不会拿。
I will not do this.
我要的地我知道。
I know which land I want.
我不会随便要任何一块地。
I will not just take any land I want.
在某某人家里麦比拉洞那块田的地是我要的。
I want to live at Machpelah.
当他讲这句话的时候。
When he said this,
他们全部就看那个地的主人就在中间。
They all realized that the owner of the land was with them.
所以以弗伦说：“那你就用吧。”
And so Ephron the Hittite said, "Just use it."
正像刚才那个人一样，他尊重亚伯兰，尊重到五体投地。
Like the earlier person, he honored Abraham greatly.
请你听我的话。
Listen to me.
你用吧。
I give you.
我甘愿把它送给你。
I willingly give you this piece of land.
亚伯兰不拿。
But Abraham refused.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为亚伯兰不是一个爱贪便宜的人。
Because he was not a person that would take advantage of others.
亚伯兰不是一个有利害他就笑颜开的人。
He was not a person that delights in getting good deeds.
你就是给放在他手里，不是他应该得的，他一针线一条的这个毛巾他都不要。
And he will not even take a single piece of needle that you will give it to him.
所以呢，亚伯兰说不是的。
Abraham said no.
你听我讲。
Listen to me.
你把地给我，我要照原来的价钱还给你。
I will pay the price of the field.
我要给你足价还给你。
And I will pay the full price.
说这种人是义人。
This is a righteous man.
我们中国人很会出价钱，对不对呢？
The Chinese loves to bargain.
所以出价还价，为什么很会出价？因为很会喊价。
We love to negotiate and give pricing.
因为喊得很高，人家想哪里有一个道理，就给你出得很低。
And we will always price things very high, then we start negotiating.
那有一些人就很讨厌出价，他说不二价，意思不买就算了。
And some people say no negotiation.
还有一些人不要我提高，你出价才有人生艺术。
But some people like the art of negotiation.
还有交情的机会。
There will be relationship.
要有口才的训练。
And a training in
articulation. 还有人生的乐趣。
And also quite fun.
所以就要出价还价，讨价还价。
And so you bargain over pricing.
要不然在这里不是如此。
Not so for Abraham.
他说你告诉我。
Tell me.
把这块地给我用可以吗？
Can I have this
我要照着足价还给你。
And I will pay you the price of the field.
这个时候呢
？At this moment.
这一个，以弗伦对他怎么讲呢
？Ephron said.
他说：“哎呀，为什么要计较这些事情呢
？”Why do you bother about these things？
我们的人情关系。
We have such good relationship.
我们之间彼此的尊重。
We honor each other.
这是非常重要的事情。
These are very important.
钱是小事情。
Money not so important.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
现在人与你的关系如何呢
？What sort of relationship do you have with others？
你在社会中间给的印象如何呢
？What sort of impression do you give others in the society？ 亚
伯兰是在建立了很好的社会关怀。
Indeed, Abraham built a great reputation.
亚伯兰是在已经建立了非常善良的人际的尊重。
He had great honor from the people.
所以赫人都对他有这样同样的印象。
And so all the Hittites had the same reaction to him.
他跟罗德是完全不一样的两个人。
He was very different from Lot.
罗德，如果你给他有点机会讲一句话，你选吧，他马上把最好的想抢去。
If you give the opportunity to Lot, he will pick the best.
那罗德说：“不是我要的，是你自己讲，你自己承认的，你就要自己承担的。”
And then he will say, "It's your responsibility because you give it to me."
亚伯兰不是普通人。
Abraham was not a common person.
亚伯兰不是小人。
He was not a despicable person.
亚伯兰不是没有经验的年轻人。
He was not an inexperienced young man.
他的经验丰富到如同大海一样的。
He was so experienced. He was as deep as the sea.
是年轻人有没有礼貌？他一看就看出来了。
He could see whether the young person was being rude.
你讲话有没有过分？他一量就量出来了。
And he could measure whether you had gone overboard.
我每次走过一个地方。
Sometimes when I pass a place,
年轻人就握伸手跟我握手的时候
，when the young people raise stretch out the hand to shake mine,
我发现他连站都不站起来，我就知道这个家教不对。
If I discover that a young person is sitting down, I know that he's not well educated.
你怎么十多岁的孩子伸手跟六七十岁的人握手，你坐在那边让他站着跟你握手呢？
How can a teenager sit down and shake hands with an elderly person standing up?
我从小不敢这样。
I never dare to do this when I was young.
我母亲叫我，你跟谁讲话，你眼睛一定要注意，注意听，要看住他。
My mother said, whoever I will speak to, I need to maintain eye contact.
所以那些人跟老人家讲话，眼睛溜来溜去的，不是好东西。
So those who speak to the elderly and keep looking around are not good people.
他跟不同辈分讲的，随便用词句讲话的，不是好东西。
And those who are not careful with the choice of words are also not good.
那少年人跟老人家握手，就坐在那里抬头就握手的，不是好东西。
And if a young person just sit there and then shake hands with the elderly person, also not good.
比你年老的人，
those who are more elderly than you,
走过你的位置。
When they walk by you,
他伸出手来的时候，
if they were to raise, stretch out a hand,
你应该站起来跟他握手才对。
You should rise up and shake.
因为他是你的长辈嘛。
Because he's the elderly person.
那如果你们有这种现象，今天晚上就悔改了。
If you do this, you need to repent.
以后不要做笨人了。
So in the future, don't be so silly.
这是做人很基本的一个条件。
These are very fundamental rules of life.
那么罗德呢，是年纪轻轻巴巴就死了。
Lot was a person whose father passed away when he was very young.
所以没有很严格的父亲教导他。
He was not taught by his
father. 他有很多的事情都不知道。
So he did not know many things.
现在他的伯父给他机会的，马上抓住机会，就把伯父的利益把他夺去。
And when his uncle gave him the opportunity, he seized it and took the best land.
你还记得我们讲过这件事吗？
And you remember we preached on this before.
你我不可相争。
Abraham said there should not be quarrel between you and I.
你的仆人跟我的仆人也不可相争。
Nor should there be quarrel between your servants and my servants.
这是不对的事情。
This is not right.
我们应当和平解决各样的事情。
We need to solve the problem in peace.
我做长辈的人更不可以挑说我的幼辈来跟你的仆人来吵架。
And certainly as an elderly person, I cannot instigate quarrel among our servants.
所以这里我亲眼看见亚伯兰是个君子风度的好人。
And so we see him as a great gentleman.
罗德是个小人，只顾自己的利害的一个伪君子。
But Lot was a hypocrite who only took care of his own good.
我可以说今天有很多的基督徒，他是以小人的心态来相信耶稣的。
I think that many Christians today believe in Jesus Christ like a despicable person.
从救恩的恩典来说，耶稣基督可以拯救他，但是从伟人之间的人格来说，很多人不肯放过他。
But from the matter of saving grace, the Lord would save him, but from human relationship, many people would look down on this.
有一次我叫300多个人谈君子小人，君子小人，把论语中间还有把这个孔子的教训里面所有的比较把它摆出来，来对学生做一些教导。
And once I was teaching about 300 people, I wanted them to analyze the analect about genus, gentleman and despicable person.
我们给他一个 paper 上一个问题。
And so we gave them a question.
你读了以后感想如何？
What is your feeling after you read all
this? 你读了这些，对基督徒，你是基督徒有什么责备？
As a Christian, do you have any rebuke?
最后，你自己诚实告诉我，你读了孔子的君子跟小人，你到底比较像君子，或者比较像小人？
Lastly, can you honestly tell us whether you are more like a gentleman or more like a despicable person?
有一半的传道人，他写我是比较像小人。
About half of the preacher will honestly say, I am more despicable.
而那些又是小人又不承认的是小小人。
But there are those who are despicable and will not admit to it.
今天我们如果说我是神的儿女，
If we say that we are a child of God,
我的上帝是独一的最高最伟大的上帝。
And our God is the only, the greatest God.
那么你的人格是一个合乎神心意，在世界上做榜样的君子的人格，或者是连世上的人都不如的小人的人格。
Your character then, is it in accordance to the will of God as one that people will honor, or are you just a despicable person?
亚伯拉罕绝对是用君子的风度。
Abraham was a gentleman in all ways.
亚伯拉罕虽然妻子死了，他很难过。
Although he was greatly saddened by the death of his wife,
马上清醒，我是人格，虽然这是上帝应许我的地，这是何人居住的地方，我不能用神树林上帝的话语的权威来压制那些有他们生活需要的人。
But immediately he was clear that he was a stranger, an alien living in the land, and he would not abuse the spiritual promises that God has given to him.
所以要不然在最难过的时候，
And so at the saddest part of his life,
没有失去他的风度，
Abraham did not lose his bearing.
他在自己很难克服感情的困难的时候，
At a moment where it was difficult for him to overcome,
他不 留给感情破坏的任何时机一点点的把柄。
He did not leave any opportunity for his emotional life to be in defect.
觉得生命每一步都是很谨慎的。
Every step of his life was a cautious one.
每一件事发生都会影响以后人际之间的关系。
He knew that every incident will influence the future direction.
所以他很严肃，很谨慎，很敬畏神，很尊重人，把这些可能发生的事都把它预防了。
And so he was solemn, he was cautious, and he was preventing all things that can go wrong.
这段圣经告诉我们，
This passage tells us,
和人讲的都是一致的，
that the Hittites were consistent. They are all asking to use
the land. 你用吧。
Use any piece of land you choose.
一个人会反对的。
Not a single person will object.
你的名气在我们中间是被信任的。
You are highly regarded among us.
We respect you. 你哪去吧。
Take any land you want.
你哪去吧。
Just take any land.
亚伯拉说不就是不。
But Abraham said no.
请你告诉我。
Just tell me.
我如果喜欢这块地，
if I were to like this piece of land,
我应当付的，我要足的付给你。
I will pay you the full price of the land.
以弗伦对他说什么？
And Ephron said,
不要谈这些了。
Don't talk about money.
400 shekels的银子算什么呢？
Only 400 shekels.
不要谈这些，但数目就谈出来了。
But he gave the number anyway.
不要紧，小事情啦。
Never mind.
只有400 shekels 的银子。
Only 400 shekels of silver.
比如说，你的太太死了。
For example, if your wife was
dying, 死在印尼。那你喜欢我的地？
You like my land?
其实我是没有地的。
Actually, I have no land.
比如说，这个是比如说。
It's an example.
那你不要跟人家说，原来印尼这唐牧师承认他有地，这是比如说。再说比如说啊。
Don't tell people that don't own land.
那么我说啊，你用吧。
I say use the land.
不要谈啦。
Don't talk about it.
反正只有这块墓地只有这100万港币罢了。
This land is only $1 million.
那你听了以后呢？
When you hear that,
你发现哎。价钱开出来了。
The price has been released.
原来不便宜啊。
It's not cheap.
那么好了，对不起，我到这个马当去好了。
这样 go to Batam.
因为加拿大太贵了。
Too expensive,
你自己开口那么多，我哪里会给你？
You have released the price of $1 million.
亚伯兰不是如此。
Not so for Abraham.
亚伯兰就马上拿起天平来。
Immediately he took the weight.
量了400两银子。
And weighed the silver.
就这样交给赫人以弗伦。
And he paid Ephron for the land.
在众人面前，
before everyone else，
赫人的长老面前，
before their elders，
他就定准把这块地，把这块地里面的洞，把这块地所有的树木，他们全部就卖给亚伯拉罕了。
And he sold to Abraham the land and its price.
当人给你好处的时候，
when others are good to you，
你不要马上抓住。
Do not grab immediately.
因为第一次可能是试探你的心如何。
The first one could be just a trial.
当人给你好处，
when others are good to you,
你不要马上就抓住它。
Do not grab the opportunity immediately.
可能是对你的一个试探。
Perhaps they are testing you.
可能要叫你堕落，叫你失败，先用一点东西给你甜头。
Perhaps the matter will then cause you to fall.
只有聪明的人，
only those who are wise,
不随便接受人给他的好处，
would not anyhow accept goodness from others.
当你知道这个好处是真心设意给你的时候，
but when you know that it is genuine,
你还要从头思想，我应当不应当得？虽然他是真心给我，我不应当得的，我还不能得。
You still need to ask yourself whether you should do this or not.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
很多基督徒失败在这个地方。
Many Christians will fail here.
有机会的马上抓。
When there's an opportunity, they will grab it.
甚至有机会骗他就骗。
And they will also deceive when the chance comes.
因为他是以利害关系来决定他活在世界上的利益。
They base their life on earth based on profit and loss.
活在世界上的意义。
And the meaning of life.
就用这个利害关系作为衡量他生命价值的一个准则。
Is measured by whether he has gained or lost.
亚伯拉罕不是如此。
Not so for Abraham.
当亚伯拉罕得着战利品的时候，
When Abraham received the land,
他不是把不重要的奉献。
When he did not just give away things that are not important.
他把最好的把它选出来，十分之一就给了这个上帝最高上帝的祭司。
He gave to Melchizedek a tenth of the choicest pig.
当现在他看这块地很好的时候，
when he saw that the land was good,
他又亲耳听见400 shekels的银子，他马上照着他的天平评出了400 shekels的银子， 就交给以弗伦买他的地。
And he heard that the land was worth 400 shekels of silver. He paid the full price by the way.
他绝对不是彩票式的基督徒。
He was not a Christian that believed in the lottery.
什么叫做彩票式的基督徒？
What sort of lottery Christian is this?
我无论做什么，只要神施恩，我一定没有问题。所以他盼望中彩票。
And many people say that God can bless me through the lottery winning.
这种人是没有撒种想要收成的人。
These are people that want to harvest without sowing the seed.
这些人是没有流泪盼望丰收的人。
These people want a great harvest without shedding a tear for it.
这不是圣经的原则。
But these are not the biblical principles.
圣经告诉我们，上帝把迦南地给了亚伯拉罕。
The Bible says God gave Canaan to Abraham.
亚伯兰照样付400 shekels才埋葬他的太太。
And he still paid 400 shekels of silver.
上帝虽然把这个迦南埋地赐给以色列，
although God gave Israel the whole of Canaan,
以色列借着征战才得到那块地，不是坐享其成，就这样领受上帝的恩典。
The Israelites have to go into battle to win the land.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
这些原则在这章都很清楚。
We can see these principles clearly in this chapter.
这章圣经两次记载亚伯兰在赫人面前下拜。
For two incidents, Abraham bowed down before the Hittites.
我起先读得很不以为然。
At first, when I read this, I was not too pleased.
亚伯兰敬拜上帝，为什么在这章变成敬拜黑人？
God worship God, Abraham worship God, why would he then bow down to the Hittites?
其实英文翻译很好。
The English translation is better.
他对上帝是敬拜。
He worship God.
他对人是下拜。
But he bow down to the
rest. 希伯来文里面敬拜也就是下拜。
But in Hebrew, worship is the same as bow down.
所以好像就是 bend down yourself, 这叫做敬拜这个字。
As if bending down is worship.
但是当然亚伯兰不会把对人的敬拜对人的下拜跟对上帝的敬拜等量齐观。
But of course, it is not that Abraham worshipped the Hittites.
这一章圣经提了两次。
In this incident, twice.
在赫人面前下拜。
He bowed down before the Hittites.
第二次，他在以弗伦的面前下拜。
The second time before Ephron.
这样，他们在长老在城外定准，照着定金，照着他的规则。把这块地归给亚伯拉罕。
And together with the elders of the community outside the city, based on the price, the land was given to Abraham.
亲爱的青年人，
dear young people,
人给你好处你就拿吗？
Would you just seize any opportunity you find?
人给你钱你就感谢主吗？
Do you give thanks to God just because there's money?
你得到的好处就等于就是神借着人把恩典给你吗？
Whenever you receive something, does it mean that God is blessing you?
不一定的。
Not so.
许多是顺势试探。
Sometimes God may be testing you.
看你的心是爱钱过于爱他吗？
To see whether your heart loves money more than you love God.
看你的心有了钱你做些什么？
To see what you do with the money.
看你的心是不是做了应当荣神益人的事情？
To see whether you do things that will glorify God and be beneficial to mankind.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
亚伯兰在这些事上，
that Abraham on these matters
也成为我们的榜样。
Also become our example.
He didn't want to take it for granted.
他没有去拿别人的好处。
他要付他的代价。
And he will pay his own price.
把这个撒拉埋葬在那个地方。
And buried Sarah on the land.
手中拿住的契约。
And the contract he has.
赫人的领袖。
Was written by the Hittite leaders.
城外的长老。
Witnessed by the elders.
许多人都看到的。
And many people.
他不是偷证书。
He did not steal the certificate.
他不是卖这个长子的名分。
And sell away his birthright.
他不是随便的。
He did not take it haphazardly.
付代价很严谨的。
But solemnly he paid the price.
领受神已经预备为他预备的恩典。
And received the grace that God had already promised for him.
从来没有亏别人一块钱。
And he never take advantage of others.
400 shekels 是很多很多的钱。
400 shekels is a lot of money.
圣经说，
the Bible says,
他就按住价给他付了。
He paid the full price.
这是很要紧的事情。
This is very important.
外邦人尊重这种基督徒。
The unbelievers will honor such type of Christians.
外邦人不敢轻看像亚伯拉罕这样的。
And they will not despise a person like Abraham.
他是正人君子。
He was a true gentleman.
他敢付应当付的。
He would dare to pay what he should.
尊重应当尊重的。
And he honor that which need to be honored.
他持定应当持定的。
And he held fast to the right principle.
他要他们盖上印。
And he wanted them to seal the contract.
并准他了付了钱。
To set that he has paid the price.
并准他有这个产业。
That he has this deed.
他说他安心继续过下面的日子。
And then he will leave in peace.
要不然这个时候是137岁。
At that time he was 137.
离开世界的时候是175岁。
He died at 175.
所以前面他还有几十年的路程要走。
So there are still many decades for him.
他对他好的人，他好好给他善终。
And he buried those who were good to him well.
对他忠心的妻子所生下的孩子是应许之子。好好为他解决一切的困难。
And he solved the problem for his son, the promised son.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们的有生之年。
That within our lifespan.
我们做应当做的事。
We should do things we ought to do.
只争神给我们的东西。
And fight for things that God has given to us.
不是什么厉害我们都要。
And not just grab anything we see.
不是什么馈送，我们都感到是上帝的恩典。
And not consider any gift as the blessing of God.
神才会赐福给我们。
Then God will truly bless us.
我们第一次买地要建礼拜堂的时候。
The first time we purchased a land for our church.
一个有钱的时候就不必买了，这个地反正也是我的，我就送给教会。
A rich person come and tell me that you don't have to buy this land belong to me, I will give it to the church.
感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
不必买。
We don't have to buy.
可以节省几百万美金。
We can save millions of US
dollars. 我带他说你不可以。
But I tell him, no.
你不可以送这块。
You cannot give us the land.
为什么我不可以送这块？
He asked why not?
因为教会是人人所有的。
Because the church belongs to every one of us.
每一个人有份的。
Everyone particular.
不是你一送了，教会永远欠你人情债。
If you were to give us the land, then we will owe you.
除了感谢主，还要感谢你，双重感谢。
Other than we say thanks be to God, we got to thank you.
那么汤姆斯，你看怎么样？
Then Dr. Tom, what you think?
这块地我已经报告了，我们要大家用信心奉献把这块地买下来，所以让每一个人有份，请你退去。
And I say that we have made an announcement. Everyone will participate and give in faith. So just go.
免得人说这个教会是你的。
So that people will not say that this church belongs to you.
或说这个教会是唐牧师的。
Or this church belongs to Dr. Tong.
我们都是神的仆人。
All of us are servants of God.
我们都不可夺取上帝荣耀。
We all cannot take away the glory from God.
12年以后。
12 years later.
我们要建大礼拜堂的时候。
We are about to build our large church.
因为那块地建了一半不能建下去，所以这个荒废了。
It was a waste because the earlier land could not complete.
三百多万花投资里面的钱。
We have invested $3 million over dollars.
结果等时机变化，经济萧条，卖掉的时候才卖一百万。
When we sold it away because of the economic problem, only $1 million was recovered.
我们交托给上帝了。
But we leave it to God.
到了再一次要买地建堂的时候。
This time when we are about to buy a land to build a church again,
大家写下信心的奉献。
I ask people to give us the pledges of faith.
那有的人写十万美金。
Some people wrote $100,000.
我就卖一个房子，大概17万美金，我就寄来了。
And for me, I sold the land $170,000.
当那天呢？我们这里写信心奉献的时候
，When we write the pledge,
很有钱的一个人跑到我这里来。
Again, a very rich person came to see me.
今天会收多少不要紧。
He said it doesn't matter how much we collect today.
汤姆斯，如果不够差多少，全部我一个人包围我负担。
If whatever is a shortfall, I will take care of everything.
你会感谢上帝吗
？Would you give thanks to God?
感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
现在礼拜天一定该成功。
This church will surely succeed.
因为参加的有一个人包了。
Because there's one person who said you'll take care of the shortfall.
所以我们可以多一点睡觉，少一点祷告了。
So we can sleep more and pray less.
因为神的怜悯到了。
The compassion of God is upon us.
他以为我会很感谢他。
He thought that I would be very thankful.
当他讲完了以后呢
？After he finished,
我说对不起，我不接受。
I said sorry, I'm not going to accept this.
不可以，等下大家。收了，如果不够多少，你就负责，不可以这样做。
You cannot do this. You cannot say that I will take care of the shortfall.
那么你要怎么做呢
？Then he asked them what.
你就照别人一样写，你到底要奉献多少钱
？I said you do the same thing. Give me the pledge of faith.
因为如果教会没有钱的时候，你就会伸出帮助了。
If the church is desperate, then you come and rescue us.
如果教会这个有钱的时候，你就不管了。
That means that when we have enough money, you will not do anything.
你不准包围。
So I do not allow you to do this.
那么他们是要我怎么样？
Then he said, Dr. Tong, then what do I do?
要你跟别的会友一样，写一张纸，你到底这两年任现，你到底会奉献多少
？I said, together with the rest of the people, you give us a pledge of faith for the next 2 years.
那么你都要在上帝面前诚实。
And you need to be honest before God.
你赏赐的是耶和华，收起的耶和华，你乱来，上帝把你抽起的时候。你就没办法活下去。
Because the Lord gives, the Lord taketh away, and if you just do whatever you want, God may take everything away from you.
失望。
And so he was disappointed.
他就走了。
And he left.
那一天， 每一个人写他要奉献的。
At that day, everybody gave us the pledge of faith.
很多人很奇怪，唐牧师，你为什么要这样严格呢？
Many people ask me, why are you so stern?
我说我的原则圣经来的。
I said these are biblical principles.
应该奉献的奉献。
We need to give what we should.
我们应该接受的接受。
And we need to accept what we should.
应该第二次的第二次。
Things that we should not, we should.
很多传道人。
Many preachers.
钱一够就是神的赐福。
Once they have enough money, they say God has blessed us.
钱不够就是撒旦破坏神的工作。
When there's not enough money, it's Satan's work.
那他们做的事呢，都是用钱的多寡来决定神的旨意在哪里。
And they decide the will of God based on how much money they have.
我说这绝对不可以的。
I said you absolutely cannot do this.
今天早上
，this morning，
五点半
，5:30 in the morning，
2500人。
2500 people
在我们建筑还没有成功的地方
，at the construction site，
我们纪念这个教会成立，现在是十八周年。
We remember the 18th anniversary of our church。
十八周年中间的
18 years，
我们世界各地的分会一共是47间了。
We have built 47 branch churches around the world。
为什么呢
？Why？
我们用圣经的原则。
We use biblical principles。
我们做上帝的工作。
To do God's work。
应当收的收。
When we need to get,
不应当接受的不要接受。
Things we should reject, we reject.
钱可能会变成很可怕的毒根在教会里面。
Money can become a very horrifying, poisonous root in the church.
教会不是我的。
The church does not belong to me.
教会不是有钱人的。
Doesn't belong to the rich.
所以我今天早上说。
So this morning I preach.
我不需要你们。
I do not need you.
你们也不需要我。
You also do not need me.
我们一同在上帝面前需要上帝的恩典。
What we need to do is to need God's grace before Him.
所以我们不要接受所有没有清楚的人的奉献。
We do not want to receive offering from people who are not clear as to the purpose.
你们把礼拜堂这方面做好就可以了。
Just finish the church building itself.
神学院方面。
The seminar.
音乐厅方面。
The music hall.
博物馆方面。
The museum.
你们没有负担算。
If you have no burden in your heart, it's fine.
这不是你的事情。
These are not your matter.
如果不是你的事情
，If it is not your matter,
你什么都要掺的话
，And you just want to participate,
你可能会进来破坏上帝的工作。
Perhaps you will damage the work of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
求主从这一段圣经里
，May the Lord through this passage
教导我们亚伯拉罕怎样做人
，Teach us how Abraham behaved.
当他清楚知道不应当得的不得的时候。
He knew clearly what he should not get.
神为他预备的恩典是长久的。
And God continued to prepare grace for him.
如果他什么都要的话。
But if he were to take everything,
什么都会失去的。
He may lose everything.
所以耶稣说
，Jesus said,
一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
Unless a seed fall into the ground and die, it will not have life.
如果他死了，就结出许多的子粒来。
But when it dies, it gives forth to many seeds.
凡为我而舍弃生命的，都要保全他的生命。
Those who lose their life for my name's sake will preserve it.
凡为自己的爱好、自己的生命，都要舍弃他们的生命。
And those who treasure their own life will lose it.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
给我们以正人君子的心肠。
That we will have a character and attitude of a true gentleman.
超过外邦人。来遵行上帝的话语
surpassing the behavior of the unbelievers following the word of God.
愿主与我们同在
May the Lord be with us.
我们低头祷告
Let us pray.